From Newbury's Corn Exchange to Crookham Common, this is Kennet Radio.
Welcome to this podcast from Kennet Radio. The London Marathon is on Sunday the 27th of April this year. Local woman Victoria Gill is going to take part, and she's raising funds for Daisy's Dream, which is a local charity. To talk about her run and fundraising and what motivates her, I caught up with Victoria in the Kennet Radio studio. First of all, just remind us, please, of when and where the London Marathon 2025 is.
Okay, so the London Marathon, it starts in Blackheath in London and it ends in the Mall, and it involves running 26.2 miles through different parts of London.
So Blackheath, that's well out, isn't it? So it's obviously the 26 miles for a marathon. So you're really running right across London, aren't you?
Yes, you do a lot of running through the Thames, past the Thames, and they use sort of repeat routes, and then it ends up in Canary Wharf as well. So there's lots of nice scenery to look at.
Absolutely, wonderful. I understand that the places are quite scarce in the marathon, aren't they? What did you have to do to get the opportunity to run?
So I always knew I wanted to run for the charity Daisy's Dream. So I had to fill in an application form and send it to the charity. And I was really lucky because I got accepted on my first attempt getting into the marathon.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I was really pleased.
Brilliant. What's your running experience? What training are you doing?
Yeah, so I started running after I lost quite a lot of weight at Richard's Slimming World, which is group, which is based in Newbury. And I've been running for about a year and a half. The longest race distance I have run is 10 kilometres, but I just really wanted to challenge myself and try a marathon. I have walked a marathon, but I'm yet to give it a go at running. The training, I'm following the official London Marathon training plan. So that involves doing a longer run during the week, and then you have to do two shorter runs.
Right. What distance are you running at the moment?
So this morning I ran 8 miles.
Right.
And then every week I'm building up by 2 miles. So hopefully, sort of by the time we hit the marathon, I can try and run as much of it as I can.
So that's quite a regime, isn't it?
Yes, it does involve some really early starts.
Yeah. Tell us, please, about Daisy's Dream.
So Daisy's Dream is a charity that is based in Reading. It was set up in 1996 by a local mother following the sudden death of her husband. The charity was named after the family's pet Labrador, Daisy. It is an amazing charity because it provides vital support to children and young people who have experienced bereavement or who are preparing for loss. So I wanted to share a couple of facts with you that some of you may not know. So every day in the UK, 111 children experience the death of a parent. So that means that 1 in 29 school-aged children have experienced the death of a parent or a sibling. So some of the fantastic services that the charity offers, and this is all done free of charge, they offer a support service where children can talk one-to-one, so they can talk about their grief and talk about any issues that are troubling them. And that is either at school, or they can do it at their home, or they can do it in the charity's new space, family space, which is based in Lower Early. The team also offers telephone calls to parents and carers, so they feel supported, so they know how to help their children go through what's a really difficult time in their life. And a big part of the charity services is where they invite children and their families, and they get to meet other people in similar situations, and they get to do different group activities, which I think is a really amazing thing.
That's quite important, isn't it, to meet people who are going through the same thing?
Absolutely, yeah, because it's something that I didn't get a chance to do, which I'll explain more in a minute.
And what made you run to support this particular charity, Daisy's Dream? Yeah.
So when I was nearly 4 years old, unfortunately, my mum died suddenly from a heart attack. And I am really pleased to know that children today are offered the support they have with Daisy's Dream. And I like the way that children can meet up with other people who are in the same situation. And I think that's something that would really have helped me when I was going through the bereavement, getting through my death of my mum. And I'm just really happy and motivated to know that the money I raise will be used for such amazing things.
That's really fantastic, Victoria. Thank you so much for doing that. How can people sponsor your run?
So there's a few ways that you can sponsor my run. So my Just Giving page link will be posted on the Kennet Radio website and the Facebook page. I also work at Vision Express in town, so if anyone would like to pop in and donate in person, that would be amazing. And you can also go to the Just Giving website and search Victoria Gill, Daisy's Dream. And thank you so much in advance to anyone who donates to this amazing charity.
That's absolutely brilliant. How are you looking forward to it? I mean, are you nervous?
No, I'm not actually too nervous. I'm actually looking forward to it. I'm just looking forward to sort of enjoying, you know, seeing the crowds and just, you know, doing such an iconic race, because not everybody, I think they said there's about 99% of the population will never have the chance to run the London Marathon. So it's just really exciting.
Brilliant. And presumably you've watched it on the TV before?
Yes, I watched it. I caught it my training last year, so I watched it. And I was in awe of some of, like, the professional, like, yes, elite athletes, the way they can run it in under 2 hours. Yes. That's just amazing. Well, not under 2 hours, but just over 2 hours. That's just absolutely amazing.
But it's a fantastic atmosphere, isn't it?
I've heard that there's just, you know, every pub sort of has music on the way. I've heard the crowds are just there. I think over 1 million people come and just spectate the London Marathon. Yeah, which is just really amazing.
That's really great. Thank you very much for doing that, Victoria, and we wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's going to be great.
That was Victoria Gill, who's taking part in the London Marathon on Sunday the 27th of April to raise money for local charity Daisy's Dream. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Kennet Radio. Don't forget we're on air 24 hours a day on 106.7 FM, online on kennetradio.com and on your mobile.
From Stockcross to Midgham, this is Kennet Radio.